We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thanks, Mr. Mailbox. We just watched the Blue's Clues movie.
I love Blue's Clues. It's so good.
It was pretty good. Mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Kara. And she says, I'm frustrated because I caught my husband lying to me. I found out he lies to me pretty routinely, in fact. I got worried he was cheating on me, and he doesn't seem to be, but I was snooping through his phone, and there are plenty of times where he claimed he was at the gym working out or working late or picking up an extra shift at work, and he appears to have been actually grabbing a meal or drinks with one of his buddies. And then in parentheses, it does say male buddies. In one instance, he was going to the movies with a random friend from college. Just really stupid things where he said he was going somewhere just to be hanging out with somebody that's not me. Now, I'm glad it's not a female, but I wish he had just been honest and told me what he was doing. While I am sort of relieved that he's not cheating, I feel like I need to call him out on all these lies, but I'm wondering, how do I do so without also admitting that I was doing the deep dive and digging through his phone? So basically, does the fact that he's lying all the time outweigh the fact that she was snooping in the phone? Because two wrongs don't make right.
Yeah, I don't know. That can get a little bit iffy, I guess, when you really think about it, because he wasn't doing anything. Is he lying? Yes, but then, like, I feel like the not trusting him part might be a little bit more sketchy, like going into his phone and doing that type of thing. So depends on how he's going to react to that.
It's good he's not cheating on you. That is good.
Yeah, that's
it. It is
good part.
A little bit weird that he regularly, like, it's not like it was a one-off thing, that, like, there's multiple instances of being like, oh, hey, honey, I got to pick up a shift or I got to work later. I'm going to run to the gym real quick. And in fact, he's like hanging out, having a beer with a buddy or like, I feel like what is there that you're not mentioning? Like, I just feel like there's something missing.
Yeah, that is true, I guess, too. I guess I forgot it was not just a one-off type of thing. And what if, like, one of my good friends has, like, a full gym in one of the stalls at his garage? So, like, you're going to the gym and you're still working out, but you're drinking a beer.
It's still sort of true. I just think it's really weird. Like, if you and I were going to go see a movie, I'd be like, I'm going to go see a movie with Joel D., not I'm going to pick up a shift at work.
It's different. I have a remote to do, babe. Sorry.
We're broadcasting live today from Applebee's. Are you sure? Because I didn't hear you on the radio talking about it. You just seem to be drinking at Applebee's. No, it's a live broadcast. It really is.
Oh, you could play that one off. We could get away with it a little easier, I think. But still, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're just going to have to sit down and talk to him. You know, you're going to have to say, hey, this was the thing. I'm sorry I did it. I was just a little bit worried because it kind of felt like you know.
Weird going on.
The thing, you're lying about this. So I was close, but at least you're not cheating on me. I still love you.
I think, well, unless he's, I mean, he could be cheating on you with one of those friends, I suppose.
Oh, that's true.
We don't really actually know that. But
that's true.
Does it outweigh the fact that she was snooping, that he was lying? Like, do you go ahead and you call him out on that, admit you were snooping? Do you pretend like you found it some other way? Maybe you spotted him, friend spotted him? Or do you say, listen, I was stupid and I don't even care? Explain yourself. 237, it's text 3520, 626. Kelly Clarkson, since you began Playhouse in the morning. Playhouse, Y94, mailbag situation with Kara, who kind of got the feeling something weird was going on with her husband. Was actually kind of worried he was cheating or something, but after snooping through his phone, she found out, no, he's not doing that, but he is hanging out with, like, buddies while he's claiming to be at the gym or working, and she's like, you know, I do want to call him out online, but then I also have to admit I was snooping on the phone. How do I do that?
That's a toughie. My instant, like, as being a woman, if I caught my man in a lie, I'd want to, like, let him know instantly that I know, right? But then if you're, depending on the severity of the lie, I feel like, that's what you should, like, if he's cheating, right? Then I would call him out on it. But if he lied about, you know, going to the gym and instead he went and ate pizza with a friend,
that's where we're at.
You know, I probably wouldn't say anything because I also feel like if you have to snoop, maybe you shouldn't be in that relationship to begin with.
Okay, lots of thoughts there. You're kind of all over the place. But you wouldn't necessarily say anything, but you'd question whether or not you should even be in the relationship is what I think I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing too. But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know, I guess I feel like it's not wrong because, like, it's somebody texting in kind of makes sense too, right? Like, I'm happy if he snoops through my phone. I have nothing to hide except for Christmas or his birthday. So mm-hmm. that makes sense too, right? Like, if you have nothing to hide, then just, like, go ahead. You can snoop through my phone all you want to.
He does have something to hide. He's claiming he's working late and he's hanging out at the gym or with his buddy or having a beer.
That's true. So, like, the fact that she did it, like, she's going to have to cop up to it. Like, she's going to have that conversation with him.
Yeah, I think the one snoop through the phone probably does get outweighed by the fact that he's lied to you multiple times. Like, he's done more wrong things than you've done.
That makes sense, too, yeah.
You win in that.
Because it's multiple times. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like what's going on, there's definitely, like you mentioned earlier, there's something definitely rooted deeper if he's going out and hanging with his friends.
Well, what's going on between the two of you that he feels like it's better to lie to you and say he's going to be hanging out at work than be like, I want to take, you know, this time to go do this with my friend? Like, there's a missing piece of this puzzle.
Right. Do you hate the friend? Is there something, like, deep-rooted? Like, he's like, I like this friend, and I want to go hang out with him. But every time I'm like, I'm going to hang out with the guys. Or maybe he has, in the past, cheated.
Maybe. It's a real good way to, you know, make that not seem like you're cheating is to snoop around with people. That's good.
Snooping around.
Yeah, hello.
She should fess up, but, you know, I mean, a lie is a lie. You got to call someone out.
So the lying trumps snooping, basically.
Lying is the worst. Snooping is not as bad. Everyone gets curious.
Okay, so you're just thinking, you know, what he's doing is worse, so the snooping's not that much of an issue. Any other texts for her, would you say?
Yeah, somebody texted in, said, don't say anything about the phone. Start from now, and when he says the gym, ask if you can go along with him, and if he says work, ask if you could stop by there later. That would be a good one, too. Hey, can I bring you something to eat, babe? Somebody else says, sounds like she said she heard, then snooped. So say that. Just say, hey, I don't want to hang out. Why don't you want to hang out with me? You are always picking up shifts or going into the gym. Do you not want to spend time with me? If you know he has drinks and smells like that when he comes back, smells like he's been from the bar, bring that up and just start making it about quality time. One more person texting in and saying, I'd cop up to the snooping because honesty is number one in a relationship. And in their opinion, or in my opinion, is more important than privacy. And number two, you're going to go insane if you don't find out what's up.
I almost wonder if you even just were, you laid it out like, listen, yeah, I did snoop, but here's why. I thought you were cheating on me. In reality, you're sneaking cheeseburgers with Carl from work.
Why are you going out? I want cheeseburgers too.
I feel like if he's not cheating on you, the first defense will be like, oh my God, no, I'm not cheating with you. I just blah, blah, blah explanation here for why I'm lying about my cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring it up unless there's something crazy that you're not talking about and telling us, you know, there's something deep-rooted possibly.
I'd like to know what you end up doing. Yeah. I'm curious how this one plays out for you.